Welcome to the NutraMedical Report and Clay and Iron Show, and we're going to be joined again as a regular with Alan Watt, Cuttings through the Matrix, and there's some amazing stories here. I can tell you, the gloves are off, and I'm going to just start off this hour with a shocking story. I happen to belong to the American Academy of Environmental Medicine. This is the premier environmental medical organization on planet Earth in the history of the world. And our founder is Dr. William J. Ray, who was a cardiac surgeon, did heart transplants and bypasses and all kinds of surgery for years, set up in Dallas in 1974, the Environmental Health Center in Dallas, and is the pioneer of environmental medicine. He wrote the major tomes, the encyclopedias. This man is brilliant to a level like Linus Pauling, Albert Einstein. The research degree and work that he's done is absolutely pioneered in so many areas. It is beyond belief, but believe it or not, the Texas State Board of Medical Examiners in August tried to file a complaint to pull his license because they tried to say, and of course this is all energized by the state insurance carriers and by maybe some dissident doctors don't like the idea that maybe buildings kill you, depleted uranium kills you, vaccines laced with adjuvants including mercury, aluminum, and other toxins and viruses kill you. Maybe workplaces are dangerous, but instead what you do is you attack the doctor that treats these people. And of course the insurance carriers have sway, so they can call up the State Board of Examiners and target Dr. Ray. Dr. Ray is the founder of the largest and most prolific and most august environmental organization on planet Earth in the history of the world. And they want to attack him? Let me tell you, the Texas State Board picked on the wrong guy, because I'm going to be backing Dr. Ray 1,000%. I'm going to get him on the program here, or his representatives, because this is pretty disgusting. You people on the board, take notice. We're going after your butt. Now, same way in the state of Colorado with the way they harassed me, and you're in trouble. If you think you're going to get away with this kind of crap, you better start thinking. We are not sheeple. We are not stupid sheep to be culled in your population. We're not people to become genetically modified people with toxic garbage put in our food, air, and water. And again, the latest story in the GMO organic foods is that the organic food is found more nutritious than the EU researchers. At the same time, the European Union is trying to force Austria to accept GM food when it says it doesn't want it. Even the Japanese are saying, oh, this is bad, this will kill my people. Well, guess what? It does. It causes genetic modified people in serious disease. So you need to start facing reality. This is very, very dangerous. Your comments, Alan, because these stories are so off the walls. Like, my God, what could they do next? They attack the guy that actually founded the Association for Environmental Medicine, the most brilliant environmental doctor in history.
Well, it's not surprising because everything is being standardized globally under one system, and that's one system for everything.
Well, I guess you know the things that GM vaccines don't kill you, lead doesn't kill you, mercury doesn't kill you. I want to just slap them. I've lost my patience with these board of examiners populated with little pinheads who don't know anything about internal metabolism, biochemistry, toxopathology, immunology, or anything. It's just disgusting that they have any opinion about Dr. Ray, who founded the specialty.
I think it's even worse than that. I think they do know. I think the agenda, we know the agenda is depopulation, and by all means possible. And if you want to alter people's behavior or even their lifespan, you alter their environment for them. And it's no accident that done through the last 50 years, 70 years, in fact, all the days from Malthus, they've been adding things to the household that are extremely toxic. You take even the rock salt used to fill the attics with, and have done programs on major television stations about it. And for 40 years they push this stuff, and then they come out afterwards and tell you it's highly carcinogenic.
Well, same with the formaldehyde insulation.
Yes.
Did you know that the glue in the average new home The average new home has something like 2 or 3 tons mm-hmm. of toxic glue in the drywall, and takes 7 years for that to outgas the toxins, which suppress your immune system and cause cancer and super infections in your body's cells of all kinds of viruses, bacteria, and other pathogens.
Yes, I know.
They know cancer rates go up. Same with carpets. Carpets outgas. In states like New York, you have to have a carpet in a building with outgassing at high temperature, 170 degrees, for 6 months before you're even allowed to sell it. Yet most places, you can buy carpet, no problem, let it outgas you, let it give your little child leukemia, let it give you brain cancer. That won't hurt too bad, will it?
No,
you know, football-sized brain cancer in your head. You know, this is disgusting.
Well,
this
is the thing. It's not just trends. This is the mistake. We're talking about trends and fashion and house design and so on. There's no trends. No, they're pushed from the top.
Right.
And 40 years ago, they knew that if they could start selling furniture, which is mainly chipboard, this pressed board with various kinds of glue in it, 90% of the weight is glue, it gives off gas for 40 years. In that environment. 40 years, and I've known that for 50 years. So we're living in toxic environments, and I personally don't think it's just to save money and to create more money or to get more money, more profit. I think it's all part of it.
Well, I agree with you. I had to take the kind of the softer approach of I just think they're stupid. No, it's called evil.
Yeah.
They have a eugenic policy to kill us.
That's it.
I'll give an example, and I'm going to mention this because I'm going to bring up the name. Immunosciences is a top lab in our Association of Environmental Medicine measuring sick building syndrome caused by toxic mold. The California Licensing Authority for Laboratories went after the director of the lab earlier this year and said, you can't do your own homegrown test. Guess what? He's the leading guy in the world. He measures and did this research at UCLA. He's one of the senior researchers. He's got a PhD and an MT. Was one of the senior researchers at UCLA for years. We did research on toxoimmunology of how toxic chemicals attach to cell proteins and produce autoantibodies. I did work with Dr. Vujdani Achung at UCLA in the early 1980s. And these fools in the state of California state said, well, you don't want to order tests different than this hospital or these other people. We don't want your homegrown tests. Of course, they didn't want them to measure T2 fungal toxins or other immunotoxins, that, like vomitoxins and so on, that completely destroy your nervous system or cause you to get autoimmune disease or transverse myelitis or shut down your glial cells so your brain dies. Of course not. Even though toxic mold syndrome like Stachybotrys, Tetraru, Gladiosporium, all these other herbarium fungi can kill you. You know, and it just drives me nuts. Sick building syndrome is a multi-trillion dollar problem. And most people don't realize that 9/11 happened because it was a sick building. The reason why that building was targeted in the first place for demolition in the late 80s when you had Tom Scott Gordon on was because the building was sick with tons, 5,000 tons in each building of asbestos. It had horrible ventilation systems. It was plagued with mold. It had lots of problems. And they knew to remediate to destroy it was going to cost them billions.
Yep.
They said, we got a plan here. We'll just get in the federal government. We'll get them to demolish it. We'll use it as a false flag to start martial law. Great deal. And Silverstein, the other bunch of crooks, got walked off after putting something like $20 million in, walked off with $7 billion with a B, as you know, Carl Sagan says, billions and billions of stars. Well, this is billions and billions of Ameribucks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just an example of how freaking corrupt this is. And when they attack immunosciences, when they attack Dr. William Ray, you know they're ready to damn well poison us, because the World Trade Organization Codex and their last steps is to actually authorize this as a world treaty that'll cause countervailing tariffs against countries that won't allow GM products or irradiated food or toxic pelletized hormonalized food. So your
but
child
we are being bioengineered, and as we talked about earlier, they're going to create the two different species on the planet.
Exactly.
The Daily Mail on the 27th of October published an article by one of the top scientists in England on this separating or splitting into two separate species.
Exactly.
The active, intelligent, ruling elite, and all the mutants down below on the modified food, etc. So they're publishing this stuff, and this goes all the way back again to Thomas Malthus, the top economist and advisor to the British crown and royalty in the 1700s, that talked about ways to even toxify homes and where to put the homes that would kill off the people faster. It's all the same agenda.
Well, the biometrics goes back over a century ago, and the eugenics movement actually was the start, and then they call it genetics.
Yep.
But in fact, the Human Genome Project and all of this, all the big companies like IBM and so on, was all invented to bring about eugenics, which is global genocide.
That's right.
Let's call it what it is. And there, if you look at Endgame by Alex Jones, he documents in this very clearly. If you get your documents, if you listen to these shows, you're going to hear the whole truth. They're trying to destroy your biology, to separate the species, shorten your life, dumb you down, and then kill you. Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. We have Alan Watt. I want to talk about this story a little bit more. There's a doctor here, Dr. Stephen Barrett. Apparently, he's a retired psychiatrist. I'm aware of this guy. This is quite an idiot. He is a retired psychiatrist from North Carolina, featured with a thing called Quack Watch. These people set themselves as somehow experts. Now, why would a retired psychiatrist know anything about environmental medicine? I have no idea. Of course, the head of our association, Dr. Natchke, who's the board director for the American Academy, which, by the way, is not just American. It is the Academy for Australia, Canada, the United Kingdom, Europe, and the United States, as well as any other country that members that along as far away as Malaysia and Japan. So the idea of attacking Dr. Ray is an attack. And interestingly, listen to this story. They wanted to go after him because, quote, one of the patients that they had, listen to this, the complaint before the state board alleged violations of Medical Practice Act based on Ray's care of five unidentified patients. And it talked about one of them suffered lethargy, joint pain, and brain fog after exposure to fallout from the World Trade Center. That patient identified in the complaint on initials JS received injections of antigens, etc., etc. You know, this is absolutely, we talked about this with Lieutenant Bill Keegan. And we're going to have Lieutenant Bill, the detox program from the University of California, from the UC Irvine, and Doctors Root there. For the New York Rescue Workers Detox, these people are spreading all purple, green, brown, yellow. Some of these people are dying or have died. 50,000 rescue workers, and they're trying, obviously, to get rid of the entire specialty of environmental medicine because they're planning to poison us, and they are with our troops. I was told when I was wanting to do heavy metal toxicity on our veterans and immunology tests, Dr. Deagle, if you do that, you'll be fired or worse. And I said, what's worse? They said, how about dead? I said, you know, don't be deceived by the white coat, because this veneer of humanity is very thin. When you start threatening to kill someone, i.e. me, bad stuff's going to happen. And people need to have a bit of a backbone and a bit of a bite as well. They need to realize we're in a war here, and they're trying to kill us. So your comments, Alan.
I've no doubt on that. You got to understand the eugenics policies of a wealthy elite's span the centuries. They always get to a point where they're terrified of too many people down below and being overthrown or losing their positions, or we'll outbreed them. That was the big thing. We would outbreed them, according to the grandson of Charles Darwin in his book, The Next Million Years. And so they found ways to bring down the population and make us unsuitable as marriage partners, because they gave us early chronic diseases, set them in early, and you're not much use as a marriage partner when you're crippled. And that's where you've got the Epstein-Barr syndrome and all the other syndromes that have come out in the last 20, 30 years.
That's why they want to update all of the vaccines. They want to make sure all these teenagers are getting tons more vaccines for potential future problems, even behavior. It's just disgusting. Yep. And let me tell you, when I say no, no damn well means no. If they try to approach my daughter with Gardasil, they try to approach my sons with vaccines, stuff's going to happen. This is not just going to be a no, it's going to be a war. And I mean WAR war. No more messing around. This is going to get ugly.
Yes, and when you follow even just the inoculations that are given to children over the age of two, or just prior to two now, they're trying to get younger. And see the spike in autism that breaks out as you follow the trail of the vaccines. They're tied together. There's no doubt whatsoever. So all this nonsense, they don't know what's causing it. We'll just treat the symptoms. And it's big business now in treating the symptoms. There's always a profit off of misery. I find that.
Oh, they'll standard of care you read into the grave.
Yeah.
They will. I mean, I try to tell people, you know, when I give them enzymatics to prevent vascular disease, you know, I know what happened to my mother, for example. She was on enzymes that I had been giving her for some time. Her doctor said, you got to stop that to have your eye surgery, although there was no reason for it. She stopped them, put her neck back in a position, and it precipitated a posterior cerebral stroke. That's why she died. Again, they'll standard of care you with their damn medications, and we have experts on that have suffered. On our side, doctors, you know, people, you know, like, you know, NASA doctors that have been exposed to these drugs like cholesterol-lowering HMG chorea reductase inhibitor drugs that will fry your brain and make you totally amnestic. You know, the doctor that we reviewed here just a few weeks ago that was that this happened to, he literally could not remember his wife. He didn't even know who she was for six months.
Yeah.
And you know what they have? His calculations done after extensive research on this is that 150,000 cases of dementia is caused just by Lipitor, Zocor, Crestor, and all this class of drugs alone. Just that one drug in the United States is causing 150,000 new cases, brand new, spanking new cases of drug-induced dementia.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is. And yet, they want to take away your vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
They want
yeah.
to make sure your child gets their little shot. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, as a doctor that's qualified, let me tell you, the persecution that I've gone through from the idiots in the Colorado Board of Examiners are criminals. These criminals that want to cover up spine surgeons sticking screws through spinal nerve roots of patients when I do independent examinations and disclose it, that they're doing unnecessary and dangerous surgery and hurting people, but they got buddies that are members on the board of examiners. These idiots think they're going to get away with this stuff. Let me tell you, you swat at the wrong cat. Because I'm coming for you, and I am determined, whether it takes days, years, months, or decades, I'm going to get your hide. It's going to be on my wall.
Yeah.
And there's lots of doctors and lots of people that are military professionals and police, and even millionaires and billionaires, or CFR, that are totally freaked out by the idiot wackos that want to do this eugenic policy in the whole world. They're not going to make people live longer, get wealthier, and have more assets.
No.
They're going to make them sicker, live shorter, die quicker, and be impoverished.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Brave New World syndrome is as well underway, and they're training the whole population, the whole world, into an internet reality. And they just pump up the stress and the fear, which is really starting now.
I don't have any fear. I'm not afraid of them walking right in that door with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know my God is God, and I can tell you right now, I'm absolutely fearless. And that's what you have to do. You have to start living eternity today. You have to stand up and be a human being made in the image of your Creator. You have to be absolutely fearless. I'm not afraid of dying tomorrow. I'm afraid of not living today.
Yeah, and then most people are not living today, so they switch off and get lost in the net or the TV, and they're being programmed constantly. And as they pump up the stress factor, it'd be much easier for them to sell you a little brain chip that'll take all the pain away,
and
you won't have to worry anymore.
Well, of course, that's why they won't take things like Nutridyne. It'll flush off the fluoride off your receptors of your drive and your revulsion centers, I call it, in your brain. They don't have whole foods. They're dumbing down the food to the point where you can't even get any proper nutrition to your brain cells and your immune cells and everything, so it's not surprising that people are getting sicker, more sickening in terms of their behavior, more animalistic and driven by the amygdala and the basal brain stem, I call the reptilian brain. This is an anatomical term, by the way, I'm telling people. They need to know they're trying to change your biology. They want not genetic modified food, they want genetic modified people.
Yeah, we're being bioengineered right now, and the Canada was the test group for testing all this stuff on by an agreement that the government reached with Monsanto. It was done in secret. They admitted that 10 years after we were all eating this stuff, we didn't know. And they were studying the Canadians' health. And it only broke out from news in Britain that we were the test subjects for it.
Isn't that interesting? And, of course, we know that simple one gene changes causes massive increases of mental illness, massive increases in abnormal organ development, and miscarriage, and infertility. This is their goal, people. It's on now. Get in game. Get the documents from CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. Wake up. It's on now.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have Ron in Texas with some questions, comments on some of these very important issues, because the battle's heating up, and a lot of people don't even believe there's a battle, do they, Ron?
Oh, they certainly don't, Dr. Deagle, and that's the crying shame of it all. But it's I have a couple of thoughts towards that. One of them is that I learned from the two mind control schools that I graduated from back in the 1970 that one of the things people don't know how to do is how to correctly think. And a lot of times people, they talk about psychosomatic diseases, And that's because people are thinking that they're going to be done this. And I noticed that television is advertising to the public day and night about what diseases everybody should be having and what drug to go get their doctor to get them to start taking.
Isn't that amazing? It's absolutely remarkable. They've conditioned to the point where they're just like push a button and they walk into the doctor. I heard about this disease. I think I have this. They walk in with the diagnosis and with the treatment already there, and the doctor's ready with the script because he's running like a little white-coated gerbil in a cage, ready to run to the next room because he's paid not by the amount of time he spends to do a proper job, which is integrating the whole toxic environmental social fabric of what's around that person that causes them to be ill, including stress. They're running from one patient to the next so that they can push more drugs. That's what medicine is now. It's just ridiculous foolishness.
Well, the other part of this thinking policy, and where I was saying that we were never really taught from our parents, really, what is thinking and how does one think?
Yeah.
Basis of the philosophy is that you can only hold one thought at a time, therefore you should make it positive because there's nothing to be gained by holding a negative thought.
Right.
Now, the other element to that is that we are taught from school days on that, well, Einstein even said he could only use 10% of his brain. Well, we have been indoctrinated to use only 10% of our brain, just by subjectionable thought. So I think that everybody ought to think that I'm beginning to use 100% of my brain now. And
well,
every day.
How would they measure the 10% or 100%? I mean, do they have neuroanatomical, physiological, functional measurements to measure how much neuronal network activity is 1%, 10%, or 100%? I think they're speaking platitudes so that they can try to control people. Your comments, Alan.
Well, it's true that not so long ago days at school, children were taught logic and the science of logic and logical thinking and how you go through processes to come to conclusions and how not to simply derive beliefs or conclusions from inadequate or partial data. And that's gone now. Today, most indoctrination is done attached with emotion. Jax E. Lowell, who worked with the United Nations, one of the top writers in sociology, talked about the fact that they would bring up the scientific fields until they would dominate the minds of the public. And he said all drama on television, he says, will increase with medicine. And sure enough, he had all the hospital dramas, it's all fiction. Also, police and law, etc., because these will be the big control factors in the future. And today, people never question medicine. Most lay people never question if they believe these people are holier than thou and somehow walk on water. And they don't realize these characters are human, and all they know is what they've been trained to believe. And yeah, they can give you many of the wrong treatments.
Of course they can. I see it every day. And no different thing, as I tell people, if you just listen to your doctor, they'll standard of care you right into the grave.
Dr. Deagle, I only had one more element of conversation to bring in because I heard y'all talking about the carpets and the chemicals there in those. I was also, we had a brief discussion about it one time. I didn't really get off into it, I think, in a heavy enough degree, possibly. From going to carpets to thinking about the new car smell that they always talk about, and the overall general adoption of our society to plastics, and what is the liability that they could use these plastics as a transport weapon to attack the populace.
Yeah, of course.
If you walk into any major store like Walmart, I start sneezing right away because I smell the off-gassing of the fresh plastic. It's still gassing off, and it hits me, so I generally just walk right back out again. And you're bringing all that stuff back into your home. It's interesting, too, that various national authorities had banned the black plastic that you now get most televisions in, the plastic casings. That was banned for 30, 40 years because they knew it was highly toxic and gave off a gas when it was heated, and it's carcinogenic. However, I noticed for the last 10 years they've been reintroducing it. Now they've taken that law down.
Well, of course, the same thing with all of these Teflon pans. I remember I had correction a couple of years ago because I've been doing environmental medicine. I said, well, it's toxic, but it's, you know, it's not really that toxic. And I said, well, have a canary fly over the top of a, you know, 3 or 4 feet above a Teflon pan or just be in that area of the kitchen and find out how quickly the bird dies from the toxins released from the Teflon. I mean, people don't understand they're bathed every cell of their body in tens of thousands of chemicals, and one of the primary researchers in the world is Dr. Ray. You know that if you're doing good, if you're helping people and not developing a weaponized strain of some new superbug, a new bioweapon or a new radiative weapon that's going to be mind control or cause heating rays, call a pain ray machine, you're a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going and making embarrassing your other doctors by actually curing disease or lengthening lifespan or reducing illness without toxic or dangerous side effects or death or dismemberment, there's something wrong. I remember talking to a hospital administrator back in Colorado Springs back in the mid-90s, and he literally cried when he told us, and his director said, now, you really know we run a hospital here. This is not a place of healing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't get it, you're going to get it. Okay?
Yep.
So, you need to listen to me when I'm telling you this today. This is straight up. You're not going to get the snooze on this program. We're not going to doll it up and dress it up and put a costume on it and some makeup. This is pretty ugly stuff. But, you know, reality has a nasty way of killing you, biting you first if you don't pay attention. And I'm telling you right now, people, when you're listening to this program, copy it, but copy it right. Direct people to get the information. Get them to get the products. Get them to take care of themselves. Don't listen to your damn doctor. If you think your doctor knows more, have your damn doctor call into the program and see how much I take him apart or her. If they think they know more, we're going to have an ugly mess on the air. Because let me tell you, most of the illnesses nowadays are man-made. They're caused by bioweapons about. They're caused by weaponizing food. They're caused by farming methodologies. They're caused by building materials and buildings. They're caused by all kinds of things, including vaccines now. And the latest crescendo is going to cause an exponential increase in mental illness like the clockwork orange, an exponential increase in infertility, mental illness, and contraction of human lifespan, and a collapse in the population, not a population explosion. We're going to have a problem of putting where the hell to put all the bodies. Even if we cremate them, we won't have enough mausoleums.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's what we're dealing with.
And plus we're dealing with the daily spraying for 10 years now in the skies. And that stuff now, I've seen green and orange, especially at night. You'll see them going across the moon. And we're being sprayed daily with this stuff. This is a depopulation program.
Now look down in Southern California, beautiful place to live. I have friends down there. I have Dave, who's been on the program, and he called up and talked to Michelle yesterday and just told us just how bad it is down there with all the chemicals they're using to control the fires down there.
Yeah.
You know these fires were set as, quote, a part of a government op terrorism. These
are not just spontaneous fires. Yes, it's interesting. The UN had that site down as Blackwater's base. When they released their Agenda 21 plan, their map,
right.
It's what a coincidence. And the town where they wanted it to go was putting up. We had another election coming in November, and they wanted to vote it back out again. And boom, they got in flames just like that.
Yep. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so disgusting. You know,
and Schwarzenegger sprayed. You get that law to spray over different cities in California with the supposed anti-moth chemical. And they gave warnings to the public not to breathe this stuff in.
Well, yeah, just hold your breath for 24 hours. It's neurotoxic. It causes brain cancer.
Yeah.
It damages the back of your eyes. Just don't breathe. You'll be just fine. Hold your breath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had enough of the Terminator and all these other Terminator idiots out there. You need to get enraged. You need to stick your head out the window. You need to say, I had enough and I'm mad as hell. Get in, game.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Well, don't lose your mind and keep it sharp by going to cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Get all the materials. And, of course, Alan has this now in multiple languages, so he allows people to get the intellectual tools to start cutting through the matrix, to start with critical thinking, as Ron mentioned in Texas, so people can actually figure out what's going on, and we are not separated into a, quote, subspecies by changing our biology, genetically modified people, poisoned and toxified and vaccinated and irradiated, etc. And you need to get control of your life. Don't accept the lie. They're ready to make their final thrust, their move toward this agenda, this game of separating into a super species, genetically and cybernetically enhanced to live hundreds of years, and to literally cull the population of the planet as if we're animals, a subspecies. They're already doing it with CPS and DPS children. Even children born of people that have had criminal histories now are entering in and having their first meeting with their parole officers, literally, at 2 years of age as part of the CPS-DPS programs in North America and Britain. This is what the future is, a very dark future, but we can decide against it by becoming aware and cutting through the matrix. Alan, give us some ideas on how we have to deal with this, because it's so, you know, the dark majesty is so great. I mean, it's so awe-inspiring, it's so enveloping, and it's so intelligent,
that's
and so malignant.
That's the key right there, because it's so. When you realize the amount of planning and coordination and networking that these big foundations and institutions have done over such a long period of time to bring this all together right now, as per their plan, they're not behind on their plan. They're pretty well right on it. It's we don't have the words in the English language. We have diabolical, but it's not bad enough.
Yeah, no, it's beyond diabolical. I would call it demonically annihilation. Demonic annihilation would be they want to demonically annihilate. They don't even want to have the memory that there was even a period of freedom in human culture. They want to rewrite history just like an amalgamation of Brave New World in 1984 so that history doesn't even exist in the future.
And you have to realize that this is not a recent. See, we're trained to believe the politicians and government just bumble through every day and stumble along and make decisions. Nothing is further from the truth. I mean, Aldous Huxley came out with Brave New World in the 1930s, long before much of this science was even known to the public, and he was talking about the creation of this perfect utopia for an elite then, with all the different modified, specialized worker bees down below them. And they've been working on it steadily, gradually, and keeping us all like sheep grazing away and entertained and running and stressed and all the rest of it so that we don't notice what's going on. But we don't have much time left, to be honest with you.
No, I think we're actually a matter of, you know, we're less than a decade away from the actual final cataclysm.
Yeah.
And we're almost certainly a matter of a couple of years away from things like pandemics, forced vaccinations, quarantine, people disappearing in the night in little black gray vans. You know, this is a dark world. And when I buried my mother, and I'm just going to say this, you know, she was a wonderful person. She was gave me, inherited my backbone, but she never was tasered. She never was shoved in the back of a truck. She never was shackled and hauled away in a rail car to be executed. She never was beheaded. She never was poisoned or starved to death in a cold, freezing cell on concrete. And she never was hauled away from her family thousands of miles. You and I, and those people listening, if we don't fight against this like Andrei Solzhenitsyn and others who went to the gulag during the Soviet experiments. And by the way, those mind experiments were funded by the CIA.
Yeah.
The drugs used were through Hoffman-LaRoche. And those drugs were used like haloperidol was the wonder drug of the gulag.
Yep.
They'd use dosages 10 times higher than they use in psychiatric wards to put people in a mental padded cell so their whole brain, they had a chain on their mind rather than putting them in a posy jacket. And they did this because this is part of the mind control agenda, not just of America, not just of Britain, but the whole damn world of these corporate elite that absolutely hate the very fact that we have any future. They don't want us to have any partaking of the future. They want to turn us down and not even allow us to get off the planet and starships or anything. They want to make sure that when the singularity comes, it's for them only. When the nanotechnology to replace mitochondria come, or stem cells or anything else, it's for them only. That when there's a wonderful new energy technology like the tokamak nuclear fusion reactors, it's for them only. That there's no future for us in their books.
That's exactly it. These people are determined. We better understand that they are completely 100%. In fact, they can't. So the axeman pulling the axe down on their head, he's halfway down. He can't stop now. These people cannot stop now. And we've got to understand that. They have to go all the way or lose the whole game. And it's up to us now to. It's up to everyone to speak out if they care. If
right.
they really care. And that's where we're at right now. It's a dividing line in the world is between those who care and those who don't.
Well, you know, the thing is that you're going to, like it says in the Bible, you're going to see a dispute between brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers, you know, siblings, people in their own towns and cities, because the big divide isn't over political systems. The big divide isn't over race or language or even, quote, religion. These are all externalities. The real divide is what kind of a world we live in and who's really running it.
Yep.
And all of these external labels, if you want to look at it, for example, all the many faces of Satanism are all different versions of the ancient encrusted evil that has been passed down through Talmudic Judaism into the Illuminati and all the other versions of it from so many different so-called externalized religions, and all the political systems and all the corporatism is all just the external faces that are masks over the real evil that's pulsing underneath there. And that's what people have to see through to, so they don't get deceived by the externalities that are just absolutely there to lie to them that everything's going to be okay, and it's not.
It's not. Well, we can't fight each other, and that's what they want. They want everyone fighting everyone else as we go around this big whirlpool and get sucked down the hole. But we've got to stand up and see who the enemy is here, because they run the entire system, and they haven't given us a complaints department here at all. They're blatantly poisoning us with the spraying, and this has got to stop.
Well, the thing is, the first thing has to happen is we need to recruit from their numbers.
Mm-hmm.
When their minions realize that they're not going to get life extension technology, when they're not going to get healthy and wealthy and wise, when they're not going to have extended health plans and wonderful mansions and a beautiful world to live in, when they realize their air is going to be poisoned and the only populations that can live in the future will be eating genetically modified food in factories and tall buildings, 90 story high, mm-hmm. half a mile wide and 2 miles long, when all the cities have to have domes because the outside air is so toxic that no person in his rightful mind will breathe the open ambient air or you'll die within hours. This is the world that these globalists want to pass to us. And you better wake up. We're not theorizing this. This is not a conspiracy theory. We are conspiracy investigators showing you evidence. Wake up from your nightmare. Wake up from your complacency. Stand up and speak out now, or you're going to die, and it's going to hurt before you die.
Mm-hmm. And it's already happening. So people are so incredibly indoctrinated because they have, as Brzezinski said, come to believe the media is there to do all the reasoning for them.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
also means to warn them, and the media is not going to warn. The media is complicit. They're an essential arm of the system to bring it about.
Well, they're like an anesthetic.
Yeah.
I consider the media the I call it the public anesthesia, you know, intellectual anesthesia establishment to anesthetize your brain as they get ready to decapitate you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and they give you trivia when major things like this is going on. They'll never mention the spring, and I'd give them some credence if someone eventually came out on major media and started to discuss this openly. But they won't do that. This is a must-be for them at the top, and therefore there's nothing you can trust the media with at all.
Well,
their job is to lie to us.
This leading story we talked about with William Ray, with the whole environmental issue, and of course one of the main cases is they sure as hell don't want to talk about the fact that there's 50,000 rescue workers and 1.5 million people in South Manhattan poisoned, and this is a fact, whether they use nukes or whatever, with 5,000 tons of asbestos in each building, World Trade Center 1 and 2,
mm-hmm.
20,000 tons of polychlorinated biphenyls, 10,000 tons each of glass in the buildings, lots of other toxic things in carpets and drapes and so on, particles everywhere, and we have proof of radioisotopes too. So these people have been poisoned. They don't want to have sick buildings. That's why they targeted 9/11 in the first place, because it was a convenient, easy way to go and take out a building that would have cost billions to get rid of. They demolished it as a false flag. They did it. It's an inside job, and it's wonderful here. Martin Sheen, now backing up Charlie Sheen, his son, saying that we have some serious questions, and there's some anomalies here, but if you don't wake up soon, people, things are going to get really bad, real fast, real soon. Alan, your closing comments.
Well, that's just said it all. We've got to speak up now because shortly you'll be forbidden to speak. That's coming.
Oh, yeah. The forbidding time is coming. It is the amalgamation of Brave New World in 1984, and it's not going to be a pretty place. Sure looks like hell to me. Well, stand up right now. or you will be silenced forever. We will be back tomorrow, God willing. Amazing programs with Lynn Marzulli, World War III.